app, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Two astronauts are still stranded in space. They were supposed to be there for an eight-day mission, but that was 2 months ago, and they still haven't returned. Officials are meeting today to decide what to do. CBS's Mark Strassman reports there are still questions about the capsule's safety.
NASA's key concern, how that propulsion system will perform during critical phases of the flight home, like undocking and the braking burn on the return to Earth. The small engines need to fire hundreds of times to keep the spacecraft in the precise orientation for safe reentry and on-target touchdown.
Good news when it comes to interest rates.
The time has come for policy to adjust. The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
That's Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The Fed's next meeting comes in 3 weeks. Experts think that's when they'll officially announce the first interest rate cut since 2020. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has suspended his campaign and is officially backing Donald Trump.
He is a phenomenal person, a phenomenal man who loves the people of this country as much as anybody can love the people of this country.
He joined the former president at a rally in Arizona yesterday. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns was there.
Several of RFK Jr.'s siblings released a statement expressing their displeasure of their brother endorsing Donald Trump, saying that it is not in line with their father's or their family's values.
In Germany, a man went on a knife attack at a music festival, killing three people and wounding at least eight others. Through an interpreter, police spokesman Alexander Cresta says the suspect got away.
We are, of course, still in urgent need of witnesses, videos, photos, anything. The Wuppertal police can be contacted around the clock.
Ceasefire talks continue in Cairo today. The BBC's Sebastian Usher on any progress.
Hamas officials were already in place to be informed of any developments in the negotiations. The team sent to Cairo will apparently play a similar role, receiving briefings from Egyptian mediators on the discussions. A senior Hamas official said there'd be no change in the group's position with regard to its rejection of anything but a complete Israeli withdrawal from two key strategic zones in Gaza.
If you're looking to save on gas, go electric. Car and drivers just named the Hyundai Ioniq 5N the electric vehicle of the year. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
The school year is starting soon. Whether at home or in the classroom, Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't miss us. If you're there now, you know where we are. But you can tell everyone else, your relatives, your friends, family, anybody that you think would gain some information to better their health. We are the only ones, and I say this over and over again, but not a lot of people are catching on to it, that we are the only ones responsible and in a position to make better health overall, to make our bodies healthier, to have a better mood, less irritability. Just be psyched with a lot of energy. But that all comes from making changes in our lifestyle choices. So we can choose better lifestyle choices. And that's huge. It has been estimated that 98%, that's almost 100%, right? It's almost everything, totally, completely. That all of our diseases are caused by our lifestyle choices. Not for unknown reasons. Not because God is mad at us. Not because we have done the wrong things. Yes, we may have done the wrong things in our lifestyle choices. But just because we're bad, we can be healthy. But the two don't really go together anyway. But I want you to know that you can make some very small changes in the way you live daily that'll make huge, very significant changes in your health. And we're here just to share that information, just so that you know about it, that every day you may make one more small change that will have a huge impact. So I don't make choices for you, and I don't think you're bad because you don't make the right choices. We all will at a certain time in our life realize that as we make changes, we'll have the best of health. So today we're going to talk about Greek mountain tea. This is a tea from Greece. I'll tell you the story of that in just a moment. Now there is a new study on pomegranate for preserving our memory and replacing food with caffeine. Here's one on increasing the rate of heart disease and the impact that it's having on overall health. And no longer are antibiotics as effective. They're not killing off the bacteria. The bacteria is growing and mounting, and actually it's hiding and is resisting antibiotics. You know, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Cancer is preventable. You don't have to have cancer. You can reduce the risk dramatically, significantly reduce the risk. And the risk of all diseases, and cancer being one of the hardest to prevent, the hardest to treat, to cure, to overcome. We can prevent it and reduce the risk of all disease. But since cancer is one of the most horrendous diseases, it just goes to show you that we can prevent almost any disease imaginable. And we'll talk about milk thistle. It has nothing to do with milk. It is a plant. It's a thistle. Beautiful purple top. It has a great value that I want to share with you. Now, I share all this with you, and what you do with it is your choice. Hey, another choice. Everything we do is a choice. Everything. So if you start making better choices regarding your health, you're going to have better health. I've seen people everywhere get rid of all their drugs. Now, I'm not saying that you should go off your drugs. That's between you and your doctor. If your doctor wants you on a drug, then you have to decide if that's your choice. Doctor said, I need this drug. I don't want to take this drug. That's a choice. Do you need the drug? Ask your doctor. It's another choice. And you know what? You can give your gut a boost by eating almonds. Nuts are good for us. Very good for us. They provide us with a tremendous amount of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals any special kind of oil? That's pretty cool. Strengthen your body and improve your mood. Greek mountain tea is well known in the Mediterranean region, and it has been traditionally used for hundreds of years. I love Greece. I love going there. I've been there many times. And one time when I was there, we were walking with a guide that we had hired because we only had one day in the region. We were on a Mediterranean cruise. And we had just one day in Athens. And then we were moving out. So we wanted to get the best of that day. So we hired a guide, met us at the ship, and we went off on our own, with the guide, of course. And some of the ladies wanted to go shopping. Well, why are we in Athens and you're going shopping? Get that. Well, I guess no matter where you go, it's going to be some shopping. So I had a chance to sit down with the guide and have a couple of espressos and just chat, which I like anyway. I love to talk to the people of the region, learn more about their culture, their traditions, what they eat, what they drink. And I had a lot of questions on olive oil, on the type of food they eat. You know, the Mediterranean diet is one of the most well-known, healthiest diets of all diets. We have the ketogenic diet, we have the paleo diet, and the Mediterranean diet. And there have been good studies that shows the Mediterranean diet can change your health. And two of the mainstays of the diet is olive oil and red wine. But that got me off the top of my subject. Greek mountain tea. So we're talking about what and how do the people of Greece eat. And the guy told me about Greek mountain tea. When the shepherds go off and tend their flock and move their flock from the lower mountain regions to the higher regions, it's a hard job to do. They found that by picking a weed, at the time it was a weed, but now it's known as a tea because now it has known health benefits. Greek mountain tea. Actually, it was Greek mountain weed, until they discovered that it had value in terms of your health. And the shepherds would make this tea out of the weeds that they picked along the mountain ridges, and they felt better. It gave them more strength. It gave them more resiliency. They were stronger feeling. They just had a better sense of well-being. So why do they use it? And this is only traditionally, not backed by science. But you know, sometimes I think what cultures eat and drink that are beneficial for them is a pretty good test. It isn't scientifically done, but it's a pretty good test that they like what they do. They like how they feel from what they do. And they keep doing it because they feel so good. And then they pass it down through their family, to their kids, to their grandkids, because they believe in it, because it works. And sometimes science can get in the way of what cultures really believe is of value. Now, Greek mountain tea relieves inflammation of all kinds and relieves colds and upper respiratory tract infections, asthma, bronchitis, and gastrointestinal conditions. They use it for calming down after hard work. It minimizes stress and anxiety and promotes healing, preserves your memory, and increases stamina and resiliency. Now, that's just from a beverage that you can drink every day. Now, if you don't like a beverage, if you don't like a tea, some people just don't like drinking teas. You can also find it now in capsules. They now make a tea into a powder. Then they fill capsules, and you can find the capsules. Look for Greek Mountain Tea in capsule form to take after your meals or during the day. And you can take about 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams of Greek Mountain Tea. That's the equivalent of a daily intake by the shepherds tending their flocks in the mountains of Greece. This is traditionally a tea. But now, as I said, it can also be used as a supplement in a capsule form. Now, here's some of the research that now is coming to the forefront from scientists who now have looked at the traditional form of drinking Greek Mountain Tea. Now, this is the research on the encapsulated form. Now, we have inflammation and a buildup of beta amyloid plaque in the brain. But the Greek Mountain Tea can reduce inflammation of the brain cells and reduce the beta amyloid plaque that builds up. Plaque is something that builds up in the cells, builds up in the arteries. So you want to get rid of this plaque, beta amyloid buildup in the brain. It can reduce it by 55% based on a study of adults taking a capsule of Greek Mountain Tea, 500 to 1,000 milligrams daily. That's usually one or two capsules daily. It also improved reaction time under stress by 50%. And this was done in healthy individuals, also with a combination of B vitamins. And additionally, it reduced cortisol. Cortisol is a hormone that's released by the adrenal glands when we are under stress. Cortisol can sometimes be responsible for you being overweight because it tends to cause binge eating. When the cortisol levels are high, we have an uncontrolled appetite. We binge eat, eating all the time, never satisfied, want more food, because in some way it makes us feel better. But all we need to do is lower the cortisol levels. And the Greek Mountain Tea reduced cortisol levels by 17%. Now, it also improved attention time, reduced stress and anxiety. In adults ages 50 to 70 years of age, after 28 days of use, it takes time. It makes adjustments in the body. You can't take it one day and feel like a new person. You've got to feed the body. Sometimes some things take 3 months, 6 months. And this is only a 28-day study. But it dramatically improved attention spans, reduced stress and anxiety. Now there is one addition that they found that can help Greek Mountain Tea even be better. When you combine Greek Mountain Tea with a traditional Ayurvedic Indian herb as a treatment for anxiety, for intelligence, and memory issues, you can boost the effects on memory using Greek Mountain Tea with Bacopa. Bacopa is spelled B like in boy. A-C-O-P-A, Bacopa, a combination of Bacopa, which is an Indian herb. The Greek Mountain Tea is, of course, from Greece. You put those two together, and after the science looks at the combination being used in adults, here's what they found. modern research focused. For the Greek mountain tea of Bacopa, for dementia, for Alzheimer's prevention and treatment. Ideal to pair with Greek mountain tea and Bacopa. The Greek mountain tea has a greater effect on acute mental processing. Right now, acute brain function in the moment. Bacopa affects areas of the brain associated with memory creation and storage, so you can bring back up what you have stored away from memories. You can recall names, recall dates, recall time. You can do all the things you want in acute and long term. So for Greek mountain tea, to block out the noise, and you can concentrate better, you can focus better, and you can do this all during stress. How many times are we on the job and we have stress? And then we can't focus at all. We can't concentrate. And we're a mess. And our job may depend on how well we do the job. And if you're under stress, sometimes you're not responding well. And the Greek mountain tea can also be used for the immune system. The shepherds for cold and flu. For just damp and cold weather, where they're always feeling overwhelmed with cold and flu. They also use it for detoxification of the liver and improved digestion. It almost seems to be too good to be true. Too perfect to be true. But they have been using it for hundreds of years with outstanding benefits. Greek mountain tea plus Bacopa. That is used primarily for more brain and mental health, for memory and positive mood. In fact, I am so sold on Greek mountain tea by itself and also by the combination of Greek mountain tea and Bacopa. And I think so many people need to hear this message. Now, I'm with you I'm here for an hour. But on the subject of Greek mountain tea, I'm probably here for 20 minutes. You don't get very much out of 20 minutes. So I wrote a book on the Mediterranean anti-aging secret, which is the Greek mountain tea. You can read that book over and over and over again. You can highlight it. You can underline areas. You can study it. And you can learn more. The more we learn, the more that we understand why we are taking something, like Greek mountain tea and Bacopa, or just Greek mountain tea. So if you want to find my book, you can find it on Amazon. You can also follow the link on my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. Go to the tab that says health books, and I have all my books listed there that I have published in the last couple of years. And you can buy those books and read them over and over again and get the most out of what you are studying. Now, since we've just talked about memory, I'm excited to tell you about a new study on preserving your memory with pomegranate. Here's another way of doing it, or maybe a combination, putting them together. They found that pomegranate protects the brain and preserves the memory. What are some of the things you hear from elderly people? I forgot. I don't know where I put my keys. Where did I put that document that they want me to sign? Everything is, you know, our memory is going. And we hear this from everybody. Short-term memory loss. Can't recall things of the past. That person was my friend for 25 years, but I can't think of their name. Who are they? Well, a new study a year-long study done in Greece, because pomegranate is one of the favorite fruits of the Greeks. So this was done in Greece, found that pomegranate seed oil can help people with mild cognitive impairment preserve their memory for a longer period of time. Men and women at the average age of around 69 with already diagnosed mild cognitive impairment, that means I don't think as well, I don't focus as well, I can't concentrate as well, I can't remember. It scares me sometimes. I walk into a room and I don't know why I walked into the room. You know, sometimes you can just say to yourself, why am I here? What was I looking for when I walked into the kitchen? And sometimes your memory will come back even better. But these people with an average age of 69 were treated with pomegranate seed oil, standardized for a very special form of omega fatty acids. Now, we've all heard about omega-3, right? Fish, omega-3. Omega-6, that comes from seed oils. Omega-6, bad. Omega-3, excellent. And then there's omega-7. And omega-7 is from sea buckthorn oil. Good, good oil. For hydrating your skin, hydrating your mucous membranes, and also for dry eyes, moisturizing the eyes, hydrating the eyes. The film on your eyes is more fluid. Now omega-5, that's a new one for you, I think. Omega-5 is found only, to my knowledge, in pomegranate seed oil. Now, they gave this to adults with the average age of 69, or they gave them a placebo for 1 year. All of the participants also followed the Mediterranean diet. I think everybody should follow one of the three diets. They all have been proven to be more healthy than the American diet, for sure. The American diet is death. Standard American diet is SAD. Sad, sad, sad. So choose a better diet. Now the results of this study, this survey, pomegranate seed oil versus placebo. The pomegranate seed oil group improved their memory and mental function scores by as much as 20%. Previous research using an animal model of Alzheimer's disease found that the animals that were given pomegranate seed oil daily from birth were more alert as they aged and had 50% less inflammation. 50%, that's huge. Less inflammation, less amyloid accumulation in the brain. Omega-5. Pomegranate seed oil. Sometimes you'll find it with the pomegranate seed powder as well, the combination, which is even actually more powerful. The combination of pomegranate seed oil and pomegranate seed powdered extract combined together in a soft gel capsule would be very, very effective for you. That's a way to really do it. So there are more reasons, though, as well, to love pomegranate. And it is the love fruit. Hormone-related conditions, including cancer. Well, you know, I've got so much to tell you about pomegranate, and I'm running out of time in this segment. So I don't want to get into a few things that all of a sudden I'm blocked. So I want to remind you that we are here every weekend, same time, same station. We don't want to lose you. We want to have you know where we are. So come back and listen to us. Tell your other family members, your relatives, friends, anybody that you think can actually improve their health by listening every week. This will give them the knowledge they need, the education they need, and some facts that they need. Now, all the things I tell you are not my ideas. I'm just a messenger. We do research to find out all these good things that we want you to know and just tell you so that you can make a choice. Do I want to use that or not? That's up to you. But I'll be back right after these messages. I am Terry Naturally, and this is Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll come back right after these messages. Don't go away. And welcome back, my friends. We're back here with Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. We have another half hour of the program coming up. We'll be here at the top of the hour. So we have a lot more information we can share with you. That's what it's all about, is sharing information. Not inflammation, but information. Every time I type information, it switches it. Oh, that darn stuff. It's autocorrect. I hate that thing. I'm typing words and it keeps changing the word to what they think I should be saying. I'm not saying that. I want to change it. It's crazy. But I want to give you some more reasons why you really should love pomegranate. It's a fruit that's not eaten very often. You can buy the seeds. You can buy the juice. Unfortunately, the juice is very high in sugar. So if you can eat the fruit, it's so much better. I have a hard time cleaning pomegranate so I can eat the seeds. Now you can buy the seeds, and they are a good substitute for the fruit. Hormone-related conditions can be treated with pomegranate, which also includes cancer. It improves insulin resistance, improves insulin sensitivity for diabetics. It inhibits estrogen in cases of breast cancer, stops cancer cell formation and the spreading of cancer, especially prostate and breast cancer. It prevention and the treatment of heart disease. It reduces cholesterol oxidation, prevents arterial plaque, the plaque that builds up in your arteries. It reduces that by up to 35 or 40%. That's huge. If you can reduce your plaque, when they find that somebody has a high level of plaque in their arteries, they may have to do a bypass surgery. Well, that's when it's so bad that they don't have time. But when time is on your side, then you can start using these natural remedies to reduce the plaque over time. Now, either pomegranate or grapeseed extract, both have been used to reduce the plaque in the arteries in scientific studies over time. And if you use pomegranate seed oil or powder or grapeseed extract, and you do it consistently for up to a year. Now that sounds like a long time. But do you know how long it took to build up the plaque in your arteries? Decades. 30, 40, 50 years. And now you only have to invest 1 year to reduce the plaque up to 35 to 40%. Don't wait until you need bypass surgery. Work on your plaque now. Prevent plaque now. Reduce the plaque now. And over time, you'll have less plaque, up to 35 to 40%. And you'll prevent wrinkles and aging skin with either one, grapeseed extract or pomegranate. Women who took pomegranate daily for 4 weeks had less collagen and skin damage from ultraviolet light. And in athletes, sports recovery is a big thing. Athletes taking pomegranate seed extract recovered faster after a strenuous exercise or workout. And also it treats obesity. Overweight animals. It was an animal study. Overweight animals fed pomegranate seed extract, ate less, lost more weight, and body fat. Got rid of the body fat. Got rid of the belly fat. And also treats male infertility. Male animals treated with pomegranate had better sperm count, better sperm quality, more sperm, and higher testosterone levels. This is a fruit. Can you imagine? People just don't realize the power of these natural medicines. Drugs aren't the answer. Drugs sometimes may have to be used. There's no question about that. Some people have left themselves go so long and done so much damage that it's almost impossible to turn around with a natural medicine when they are critically in a bad state, bad condition. Then you have to use drugs. But if you're healthy and you want to work on prevention, you want to be more healthy, and even some mild cases, mild to moderate cases of conditions can be overturned with natural medicines. Huge, huge benefits from food as your best medicine. Now, how do you pick pomegranate? Well, I would avoid the juice. 1 cup of pomegranate juice, 8 ounces, can and does contain as much sugar as a candy bar or two, as much as 2 candy bars. Encapsulated, soft gel capsules. Encapsulated pomegranate from pomegranate seed oil and pomegranate seed extract contains the real power of pomegranate. You got the best of two worlds. And no sugar. And I would take approximately 600 milligrams of the seed oil and fruit extract together. Standardized for the polyphenol content. You can do this, I would say, probably if you want to do the best, I would take 1 soft gel up to 3 or 4 times a day. Twice a day would be excellent, and more excellent would be 4, but you can determine that because it's your choice, right? Everything is your choice. You know, women with eating disorders feel the pull of caffeine. Very interesting study. Energy drinks are not healthy drinks. The overuse of low-calorie, high-caffeinated energy drinks is on the rise in young women, and especially in young women struggling with eating disorders. Marketing ads are everywhere for these products that pitch them as able to burn fat, boost metabolism, all without calories, causing some women to replace their food with these drinks. These products will not make you thin, and will definitely not make you healthy. And they will definitely not give you a fitness. Due to the very high caffeine levels, they are more likely to give you a racing heart, the jitters, anxiety, and insomnia. Now, that's all been proven scientifically. How's your heart? Have you seen that ad on TV? How's your heart? Well, I'm asking you the same question. How is your heart? Right now, we have increasing rates of heart disease. You should be concerned. The prediction, by the year 2050, 60% of Americans will have heart disease. That's why I want you to think about a different diet. The Mediterranean diet, the paleo diet, the ketogenic diet are all based on improving the quality of your health, your heart, prevent and reduce cancer, all diseases, because these diets are so nutritious and reduce the quantity of carbohydrates and sugar. Right now, about half of Americans, 48%, have heart disease, the number one killer, the leading cause of death in the United States. But in the next 25 years, the rate of heart disease is expected to continue to increase, affecting over 60% of Americans by 2050. Rates of obesity and diabetes are huge risk factors for heart disease and will increase by 10 to 20%. Rates of high blood pressure will increase by 10%. And rates of stroke expected to double by 2050. In a study looking at a risk factor for heart disease by age groups, less than 20% of people ages 20 to 44 have zero risk. 20% have zero risk. Those risk factors for heart disease. Most had at least two, usually obesity and high blood pressure and or diabetes. These are risk factors for creating additional heart disease. So how do you reduce your risk of heart disease? Well, the diets are for sure. Sugar is one. People don't get fat from eating fat. Now, that might sound like paradox, but it's true. If you eat fat, you're not going to get fat. People have tried to avoid fat, and it actually reduces their healthy body and function. Many natural options should reduce sugar. Sugar converts the fat in the body. And there's so much sugar that it can't use all that sugar, and we use it normally for energy. But we can't use all that. The amount of sugar that we are consuming and the carbohydrates we are consuming is way in excess of what our body needs for energy. So it turns it into fat and puts it in our fat cells for the future. But we never have a future that can burn up all those calories. Many natural options to reduce the risk of heart disease, but I'll tell you what, nothing replaces the proper diet and exercise. You got to get up and move. You got to do something. You know, it's our diet that causes all of the complications. Too much sugar, too much junk food, too many carbohydrates, too much junk. We're not eating a healthy, clean diet. We know there are three diets out there that work. When a doctor tells you to eat a balanced diet, what the heck does that mean? That means you have to balance on one foot to eat your diet, to eat your food. Well, here's something that you should understand. The Mediterranean diet reduces risk of heart disease by at least 25 to 30%. Now, you combine that with exercise of almost any kind, walking, jogging, running, working out with weight-bearing exercises. This cuts heart disease by another 25%. You have 25 to 30% cut of, or reducing, I should say, probably reducing the risk of heart disease. And regular exercise, another 25%. So about 50% of your risk of heart disease and a heart attack is dropped by half. By half. Where is there a drug that can do that? Our lifestyle choices are most powerful, most beneficial. But there are a few things that are natural supplements, natural options available. CoQ10 reduces blood pressure and lowers the risk of congestive heart failure. Unfortunately, there's about 40 million people taking statin drugs to lower cholesterol. The pathway that makes cholesterol is the same pathway that makes in our bodies CoQ10. So CoQ10 is there in cooperation with the cholesterol to protect the cholesterol. We don't need a pill to reduce it. We need cholesterol. We can't live without it. We need it because it makes all of our hormones. It makes our vitamin D. It makes our brain function better. It makes our heart function better. So CoQ10 reduces blood pressure, lowers the risk of congestive heart failure. And then aronia berries. Three brand new studies on aronia berries are coming out now. Probably will be out in the next month or two. Maybe sooner. Aronia. A-R-O-N-I-A. Aronia. It's a berry that's purple in color, but it's so deep purple that it looks black. Blackberries, not blackberries. This berry is black. Aronia berries. One of the most healthiest berries in the world. It is the most healthiest berry in the world. And it improves blood circulation and helps keep arteries flexible and healthy. And then we have an Indian fruit called gooseberry. More technically, it's called amla, A-M-L-A. It raises the level of the good cholesterol by about 15%. It lowers triglycerides, which is the most damaging form of fat for the heart. And it lowers the LDL, the bad, bad cholesterol. There's two fractions of LDL. One is really, really bad, and one is not bad. But most people don't know they have either one. And doctors say, oh, your cholesterol is too high, you have to lower it. Well, you don't have to lower it because it's high. You have to know the fractions and what they represent to know whether or not your cholesterol is bad. And you need a lot of antioxidants to prevent the LDL from oxidizing, turning rancid. Now, in the last few moments, let's talk about antibiotics. Boy, antibiotics saved a lot of people many years ago. They were a lifesaver. And they could still be today. But we have overused antibiotics, even in the growth of our animals that we eat as food. Or we drink the milk. There's antibiotics in the food. There's antibiotics in the milk. We have just overused antibiotics to a point where we do not have the resistance, or I should say, we can't resist it. Antibiotics have built up a bug, super bug now, that can outsmart the antibiotics. So now they're not as effective. Antibiotic resistance. So the bugs resist the antibiotics. And it's increasing all the time. The rates of 6 hard-to-treat infections. And the number one is the upper respiratory tract infection. Number one infection in the world. Kidney infection is number 2. The rates of 6 extremely hard-to-treat infections have increased by 20% in the last 5 years. For example, infections with a fungus called Candida, which causes severe illness, have more than quadrupled in the last 5 years. More than 30,000 people a year die due to drug-resistant infections. And this number is expected to increase as more infections that were once easy to treat, but now they have become resistant to the antibiotics. So remember this. This is very important. Do not take antibiotics for infections caused by a virus. Antibiotics destroy bacteria. They have nothing to do with viral infection or viruses. And most of our cold and flu is caused by a virus. So why do doctors still give antibiotics to people that have cold and flu? Don't get it. It has nothing to do with bacteria. Probably about less than 1% of cold and flu is caused by a bacteria. Antibiotics do nothing. Zip, zero, nothing for a viral infection. Now, there are some very powerful natural remedies. One is propolis, P-R-O-P-O-L-I-S, propolis. It's what the bees make. The bees go out and gather polyphenols in vegetation, and they bring it to the hive to make it into a putty or a glue to fill in all the cracks and crevices to protect the hive from infection. And propolis can affect every kind of infection. It's very effective against bacterial infection, viral and fungal infections. So it's a multi-antimicrobial. Kills all forms of pathogens. Andrographis. Very effective against COVID and other viral infections. Elderberry. Effective against H1N1 and other influenza strains, HIV, and COVID as well as bacterial infections. We also just found out that aronia berry that I mentioned earlier in the program, aronia berry is even more powerful than elderberry, more powerful than echinacea. Very effective for cold and flu and other forms of infection. Aronia berry, not elderberry, aronia berry. Berries are very powerful. Their polyphenols and the anthocyanins are very powerful against infection. Good nutrition and a daily multivitamin with zinc and selenium, which also helps to keep our immune system strong. Zinc and selenium are very powerful. Now, just with a few minutes left, I'm going to give you one more thing. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Most cancer is preventable. Yes, you can prevent cancer. Here's a study. Not my words, this is a study. I'm going to paraphrase it. Almost half of all cancer deaths of adults over the age of 30 can be contributed or otherwise attributed to the modifiable risk factors. In other words, your decisions can increase or reduce your risk of cancer. Number one, don't smoke. 9 out of 10 lung cancer deaths are caused by smoking or exposure to secondhand smoke. Cut out the sugar. Sugar feeds the cancer cells. They grow. They spread based on sugar and processed foods. For every 10% increase in ultra-processed foods, breast cancer risk increases by 16%. Maintain a healthy weight. Obesity is as bad as smoking for a variety of cancers. So maintain a healthy weight. Excess weight or obesity boosts the risk of death by any cause, by anywhere, from 22 to 91%. Move your body. Exercise. Moderate to vigorous exercise 2 to 3 times a week reduces cancer risk by 40%. You just don't get cancer. You invite it to come into your life by the way we live. Our lifestyle choices, again, these are your choices. Do you have to smoke? Do you have to eat sugar? Do you have to be overweight? Do you have to be obese? Do you have to go without exercise? Are you that lazy? Come on. Get up and move around. Moderate to vigorous exercise 2 or 3 times a week reduces the risk of cancer by 40%. We are in control. We don't need to depend on drugs. We need to put our words into action and take care of our bodies. With that, my friends, I've got to run. Say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.
The school year is starting soon, whether at home or in the classroom. Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Summer is here and the sun is unforgiving. Be your child's hero this summer by keeping them safe in the summer heat and don't miss a beat. WAM Incorporated is here to help. Summer is for family trips, team championships, and long days at the beach. Design your child or team's gear in a flash with fully customizable polyester shirts and shorts. Call 715-423-9465 for WAM Incorporated today and get back out into the summer sun and enjoy the adventure without the burn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.